Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Envision Me Talk Show, where we come in and we empower you to the power of pivot. Now, everyone's always asking me, well, why do we need to worry about pivoting? Well, have you guys not been watching the news lately? There's been layoffs going on around us. Tesla, they just recently had shut down. And to make it so serious, guess what? Even the CEO of Tesla, he has handed in his resignation. So now is a perfect time to empower your pivot. How do you do that? Well, you go after your what's next. You sit down and you think about what you want to do. And I know you're always like, well, I don't have a support, but you do. We here at Envision Me Talk Show are your support system. So if you don't know me, let me go, because I will keep going on. If you don't know me, let me introduce myself. My name is Pam. I am the CEO of Vision Made, and as well as the CEO of Envision Me Talk Show, where I bring on empowering, inspiring women around the world to help you get you to your what's next. And so today's show, I have someone, amazing guest. You know how I'm doing it. Another amazing guest that actually I got to be on her show. And I'm so proud and so honored that she's coming to be on mine. So let me bring her to the stage.
Hello. Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be here, Pamela. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my goodness. It's been so much. I'm so excited. I had told Brooke, I can't wait. She's like, get yourself together. I'm like,
I know. And it's just so wonderful to talk with you too. Like Pamela said, everybody, Pamela got to be on my show. Good morning, yes. Akron, just a little bit ago. And it was just so wonderful to meet her and talk with her. And she's a wonderful host herself. So thank you for hosting me.
No, thank you. No, you guys, as she had propped me up, Sarah, don't let Sarah fool you. She's an amazing, amazing woman. You guys will get to hear what she does. Grab your pen and paper, but you know I'm always giving you guys homework assignments throughout the show. So real quick, go get your pen and paper. Go get your favorite evening beverage. Look, you guys know how I'm doing. I'm already drank mine and ate my snack. So you guys go ahead, pick it up for me, pick up the slack, go get your favorite evening beverage and snack, and then go get your friends and families, because this is going to be another gold nugget that will inspire, empower you to go after your what's next. So Sarah, as you had talked about, you are Good Morning Akron, but tell everybody a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am a mother of three beautiful girls. They are all in different places in their lives. So I am balancing a lot of balls right now. You know, there's like the saying that you're throwing all these balls and some of them are glass and some of them aren't. And, you know, so I keep the glass balls in the air so they don't break. And I let the other balls drop right now because it's so busy. And so I have an 11-year-old who is in middle school. She's in sixth grade. I have an 8-year-old who's in elementary school. And then I have a almost 3-year-old toddler, preschooler. So I am living all the kid life right now. And then I have a husband, Ben, who is a pastor of a small urban church here in Akron. And then a Beeble. Two tabby cats that rule my house over here. And we live here in Akron. We are very involved in the community here in Akron and just, you know, doing community work, as well as I'm a local host for Good Morning Akron. I also work with another organization that does news and things like that called 330 to Go. And then, just today, I actually found out, and this is exciting, that I'm going to be filling in on our local radio station, WAKR, which does a talk show in the mornings. And so I'm going to be learning that the host role as well as the news role, so that when people go out of town or take vacations, they'll have someone to fill in for them. So right now I'll be a fill-in host at our local radio station. So that was really exciting.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So we just talked about balancing all the balls and they So we have, you know, you are a very busy woman, very busy, as you just talked about. And so as we talk about the pivoting, you know, so many women are like, how do you even pivot? You know, they're all about how do you balance everything? So how do you balance everything? And then you did talk about, you know, some things just have to fall to the wayside and you just can't worry about it. But also, how do you not let that stress you out? So that's a two-parter.
Oh, it's a big, those are big questions, Pamela. Those are big questions. And I don't know, you know, I don't know if you ever know the exact answers, but just like here on this talk show, you're about growth, right? So
yes,
we are just moving towards growing and becoming better. But I'll go back to the first one. So how do you balance all the balls was the first thing.
Right.
You don't. And actually, one thing that I have really had to learn lately is the power of saying no to things. And that is so hard. I feel like, you know, not to stereotype, but especially with women.
Yes.
Sometimes we struggle with saying no because we feel like, you know, we feel like we owe people, or we feel like because we've been committed to something for a while, and this is where I get hung up. If I've been committed to something for a while, that I need to stay committed to it. Well, sometimes it's time to let things go. And that doesn't always mean that you have to leave things in a negative way. You know, it can be as simple as, hey, I've really enjoyed my time here, but my time is up doing this particular role, and I'm going to move on to do other things. Because when we say no, and this is a lesson I'm currently learning, so don't think I have it all together, everyone. I don't. But when I say no to things, like I've said no to a few things here in the past couple years, because I knew, look, I want to do more of this hosting work. I want to do more of this, you know, what you're doing right now, interviewing people. And so to be able to do that, I'm going to need to let go of some other things in my life. And so very difficult lesson, but we just have to kind of look at our lives, always be reevaluating. Actually, something I did recently was I actually put everything on my life on a post-it note. This is going to sound so silly, but it really works. And I put them on a giant whiteboard.
Okay.
And then I moved them around to like, these are the things that definitely have to stay. These
right.
are the things I think I want to do. These are the things that I need to maybe consider not doing. And, you know, think about those things a little bit and decide if I need to say no to. And then, and then because when we say no, we can say yes.
Right.
To good things, right? So that's the flip side. We want to be able to say yes to things that are for us, that are good for us, that we want to walk through those new doors. But sometimes if we're so busy doing the other things, we can't. So that is how I balance to the best of my ability. But believe me, it's not perfect. I had a really busy work week last week, so I didn't do any laundry. And guess what I'm catching up on all this week, because I have three kids and it's laundry. You know, it's like that ball dropped last week, so I'm making up for it this week. And that's kind of how we have to live our lives.
I like that, though. You know what? I'm too. Just learn the power of saying no, especially now getting into my feel that I'm feeling my jam of doing the interviews thing. And I really love it. So loving, knowing that I love the interview piece of it. Yes, you're right. Something has to go to the parking lot. I call it my parking lot. And then maybe later on, I'll be able to pick it back up. But I so agree with you. Oh my goodness. You have to, because then I was not sleeping good because I was waking up so early in the morning, not getting enough rest because I was trying to do this when it didn't even serve me. I'm going to be honest. It really didn't serve me. So yeah. I'm with you on that piece. But the hardest piece, do you think it was hard when you first started saying no? Was it hard for you to say no? Did you start beating yourself up? Did you feel the guilt?
Of course. Yeah. And especially coming from someone with my personality type. So I don't know anyone who is watching out there, if they follow the Enneagram or if you have ever done the Enneagram personality test. But I'm a three, and threes are with the wing that I have, I'm actually called the performer, but threes like love lists, and threes love doing things.
Yes.
They're doers. And I have always been, and they're very committed, whatever they go into, they feel like they're going to stick to, which is a great quality too. But it can also be detrimental if you need to leave something. So yes, I definitely did. I even left something really huge. I left coaching figure skating, which I had done for 21 years.
I remember that.
Yes. So I had coached for 21 years and I decided at the end of last summer that I just needed to say no to some things to say yes to some other things. And also, I mean, there were layers to that. The time yes. frame that I was needed was not great for my kids. There was more than just saying no to say yes, but it was just time for that to end. And of course, something that you've done for 21 years is a right. huge deal. And you really, yeah, you do feel the guilt. I loved my students so much. I still love them. And so I did feel that a little bit. And I still, of course, love the ice, love my students, but I just needed to move on. So yeah, I definitely felt that when I first started saying no to some things. It's really hard. Even my husband's a pastor and I was on our leadership team, interestingly, and I recently decided that I was going to step off of that, off of our own church's leadership because, again, wanted to be able to say yes to some other things, wanted to be able to actually feel like I could support him a little bit better stepping back too. So again, just kind of, yeah, maybe feeling the guilt for a minute, but realizing, is it going to serve me better in the long run? I think it is. Both of those things are. And so stepping forward into just excitement about the future, you know.
Pivoting.
Yeah.
Pivoting. And look, we just talked about it. Pivoting comes with the fear, right? But knowing that we face the fear and pivot feels like, okay, I can do this. But yeah. knowing that as you pivot and as you do that change is kind of hard or kind of scary. And it makes you feel like, okay, am I sure? Am I sure? I'm not sure. But I so agree with you. Every time I'm interviewing, I'm like, okay, my heart beats. And I'm like, okay, I can do this. I can do mm-hmm. it. But you know, knowing that you have to face it and move forward. So Sarah, how did you even get into this? Because I told Brooke, man, I look up to you. So I'm always like, okay, I can do that. Let me try that way.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. You know, it's so interesting. I feel like anything that you end up being really passionate about, yes. I mean, sometimes it starts really young, but you kind of like fall into it, right? You kind of, yes. This is not what I envisioned myself doing with my life. When I was 18 years old, I actually ended up at Slime Time Live at Kings Island and I was hosting that show.
Really?
Yes. So I auditioned actually to be a singer and dancer at Kings Island and I didn't get that role, but they said, you know, we really could see you hosting Slime Time Live. Would you want to give that a shot? And I was like, yeah, that sounds cool. And so, you know, a million years ago now, when I was 18, I got that job. I went down to Kings Island for the summer and I hosted that show every day. I was trying to remember this recently, actually. I think I did 6 days a week, like 5 or 6 shows a day. Like it was an intense schedule. And that was my first exposure to hosting a show. And I loved it. I literally like soaked it up, loved it. But, you know, just did it for the summer, went back to college, wasn't to the point yet where I was like, oh, I definitely want to do that with my life. So I finished my degree. I have a performance degree in voice. So I'm a singer. And I finished that. I finished a dance minor. Thought I wanted to go more down the role of like being a performer.
Yes.
Down the road of being a performer. And then as I'm graduating, I started coaching skating, started to do some other things. And then someone actually said to my husband, hey, there's this audition happening for Radio Disney Cleveland. And they need local hosts to go out and do like their local radio shows out in the community. They have to be able to do a little bit of dancing. They have to be able to perform, that kind of thing. And so I went through a series of 3 auditions with Radio Disney Cleveland. And I got that when I was 25. And I would say that's when I really realized, ooh, I really like doing hosting work. This is like my thing. Yeah. I was able to host for Radio Disney for 6 years. I did 3 years at the Radio Disney Cleveland. My husband's job took us out to New England, and I worked for Radio Disney Boston for 3 years. And then they actually shut down all of the local stations across the country at that point.
Yes.
And, so we all lost our jobs at that point. And so that was very, very sad. But I was still really into hosting. I had done some hosting out there while I was in New Hampshire. I was living in New Hampshire. They had a TV show that I was on called White Mountains Today. And that was my first exposure to hosting like a morning show. I did that on outside television out there, and we were living in the White Mountains. And so I was able to kind of start thinking, okay, maybe I'd like to do more of the TV route. That was my first exposure to doing anything on TV. Uh-huh. And a really cool opportunity. Ended up moving back to Ohio, doing some hosting work for the Cleveland Indians, now Guardians. Still work there as a special events host, but I'm not like a regular in-game host right now. So I was able to do some in-game hosting with them for quite a few years pre-COVID, and then was given the opportunities to work for these local shows. So the Good Morning Akron show started off as a show called Akron Buzz. And
yes.
I did that for a few years. And then my boss that runs Good Morning Akron, Dan Mosier, he decided, hey, I really want to try to start an Akron TV station. And so he went ahead and launched that. If I wanted to host Good Morning Akron. So we've been doing that about a year.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's my story.
That is so cool. So we have people that listen to us and watch us around the world. What is one thing that, or one tip that you could give them that they can implement now to start working on their pivot to the what's next?
Ooh, I love that question. I would say it's really don't wait and do something every day. If you can, you know, maybe you can't do every day. Maybe your work schedule is too busy, but carve out the time, put it in your schedule. If you have a goal, if you have a pivot that you want to make, make the time to do it. Maybe it's going to be 5 minutes at first. Mm-hmm. Maybe you set aside 5 minutes a day, and then maybe that 5 minutes grows into 15 and then grows into 30. And then you set aside an hour a day and you have a book that you want to write. And if you're putting an hour a day into your book, you're going to get pretty far. So whatever it is, I would say, don't wait. It's never going to be the right time.
True. That's so true.
You know, we say that. I do that myself. Like, well, when Madison gets bigger, right, maybe I will da 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 da. I mean, there's a little bit of that. There are some things that you can't do at certain times. But for the most part, with these dreams that we have, with these pivots we want to make, there is things that you can do to set yourself up, and you can take the time now. So don't wait, just go for it. Start doing it now.
I so agree with you. And actually, I want to piggyback off of her, because so many women are like, well, she's talking about the younger generation. No, we're talking about everybody. You know, and I've seen this coming across Facebook a lot, where women who are over a certain age, those seasoned women, they're like, it's too late for me. So as I have done my research, I'm like, no, did you know that Vera Wang started late? Did you know that Martha Stewart started late? And, you know, I have to give them and remind them that it's never too late to start. And even Kentucky Fried Chicken, I mean, he was 50-something. And so knowing that no matter what age is just a number to me. So I don't think it's never too late to start working on your pivot. I truly don't.
I totally agree with you. And yeah, people are sometimes surprised, like, that I am, you know, and again, it's a choice. Like, there's no, I'm not saying it's wrong if someone wants to stay at home with their kids.
Right.
But if that's their choice and they want to do that, that's amazing. And I am at home with my kids some, and then I'm doing this work some, and, you know, sometimes I will have people say, wow, you're like parenting your kids and I just turned 40. I'm not embarrassed to say that, you know, and I'm turning 40 and I'm still going after these things that I really want. And I think that's actually what brings us life. You know,
right.
That's what brings us joy, is continuing to go after these things that we want. And, you know, my reasoning behind it has changed as I've aged.
Yes.
Like, I don't care about, I could care less if I'm famous. I could care less if, you know, I am making $1 zillion. I do want to be stable financially. Right. You know, I do want to have a platform that I can use for good. And I do want to grow in my own character and become more of the person that I want to be. But definitely my reasoning behind it has changed, but I still want the same things and I'm still going after them. So
I'm with you. I do too. Yeah. Well, I'll be 60 next year. So I'm really not allowing no age or number to define me and to stop me. And so I'm with you. So no matter what comes in front of me, I just do it. And then of course I'll come back and be like, okay, can I change it or tweak it a little bit, but no regrets in what I do, because I really love, and I'm like you though, I have to say, you know, when I first started, I'm like, oh, I'm going to be this, you know, I want everybody to know who I am. Now I love talking to women. I told Brooke, I said, girl, I can sit on here and talk all day by myself and nobody has to join me. And but I love it. And I love that. And, you know, and knowing that people will join in, but knowing that I can sit here and talk, and I love doing that, and then going out and meeting women such as yourself and other women around the world, I'm loving it.
And what you're doing right now is what I love to do too. It's telling people stories, it's getting right. to know them, and you know, hopefully sharing that story helps someone else out there, right?
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Well, Sarah, if someone wanted to even watch Good Morning Akron, how can they even watch it?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can watch on WAOH TV on Facebook, on YouTube, and we have a Roku channel. So you can go on your Roku and download our app and you can watch that way. Good Morning Akron on the Roku channel. It is between 9:30 and 11, usually every single morning you can watch. And so we have some amazing guests coming up and I'm really excited to be sharing some of their stories and just wonderful nonprofits. I just did an interview that just got released with she calls them students with unique abilities, the students with disabilities from Ravenna City Schools. And they're putting on this amazing dance for yes. all of the students with unique abilities from like 8 school districts in the area. And I got to talk with her about her passion and why she does what she does. So just some really beautiful people and guests. And of course, if you're from the Akron area, we want you watching because it's going to be mostly Akron featured people and then the surrounding, you know, 330 area as well. So yeah.
You guys got to check it out. It's an amazing show. Amazing show. So this part of the show, Sarah, we do a little pivoting. And the pivot is we get a little more personal with you. And what I mean by that is one thing that we talk about, and I think it's so important, is called Book on the Shelf. And Book on the Shelf is all about expanding our mind, right? I believe in order for us to pivot, it's going one way to pivot is to expand and broaden our mind. And one way I feel is the easiest way is reading. Now, though I may not read, I do listen to Audible. So I'm thinking they're both the same. I love me some Audible books. So do you have a book that you would like to recommend to everybody?
Oh, yeah, I will for sure. So I actually just recently found out, and so I'm going to share this information for any of you that have Spotify. Spotify now has tons of audiobooks. And Ooh. A lot of people don't even know that yet. So they... I don't know if they got some kind of contract, but all of a sudden there's tons of audiobooks on Spotify. So if you have a Spotify subscription, definitely check that out. So recently on Spotify, I've been listening to a couple different books. One, I feel like I actually want everyone in the world to listen to. I feel like it is so important. It's called Crucial Conversations.
Ooh, okay.
It is amazing. I actually, you know, I didn't know you were going to ask me this, so I would have pulled up the author's name. I don't remember the author's name right now, but it's a red book cover, and it's the only title that's Crucial Conversations. It is truly, it has like changed my thought process on how to have conversations, necessary conversations with people. I think the sun just went down.
I noticed that. Yeah.
So funny. And then my face got really orange. I might open my curtain here. Do you mind?
Okay.
I'm gonna open my curtain. I know we're live, but I'm going to open my curtain just so that it's really funny. Let's see if that's better.
Oh, that's better.
I have some light, but it's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Right. So crucial conversations, I would highly recommend. Essentially, it is about having those hard conversations when we need to, but doing it in a way that is not emotional.
Yes.
That is calculated. That is going to actually achieve the goal that you're trying to get at the end of the conversation. So I feel like everyone should listen to this, especially if you struggle with not having conversations.
Yeah.
Or maybe you struggle with being a little passive aggressive, like holding things in. This is in a really important book.
Ooh, and I then, like that.
Yeah. And then I've also, because I love audiobooks and I can listen to more than one at a time.
Exactly.
I've been listening to one called To Hell with the Hustle.
Ooh.
And it's by Jonathan Bethke. I could be wrong on that. But it's called To Hell with the Hustle. And also it is a Christian author, just for those of you watching. And he is just, it's really interesting. He talks a lot about his own family and how they were just kind of overwhelmed by how much they had going on and that they needed to slow down. And so it just talks about like the rhythms that they put in place, gives you some really practical ideas too.
Ooh.
Like, you know, shutting off your phone for 24 hours once a
yes.
week. To be able to recharge, you know, not taking phones into the bedroom, like, you know, just things that can help us to not always be go, 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 you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, I like that. Actually, that is something I have started practicing. My phone goes off at 9 o'clock and I don't answer it until I get up and go to work in the next day. But
yeah.
I like that. And I'm going to definitely have to read To Hell with the Hustle, because it'll also help me as I'm doing the transitioning or pivoting to my what's next. It'll allow me to get my mind focused on it. So I love that. And thank you for those two books. Another part of the segment we always do is, as you are a busy woman, you are balancing many balls in the air, but what do you do for self-care for yourself?
Sorry, I'm like trying to figure out this lighting. It's so funny. I'm just gonna leave it. So, what do I do for self-care? Well, I have had to really implement it I have to schedule it into my life or I won't do it. Because I am a person that feels like I just need to like catch up on my to-do list all the time. So I have actually scheduled twice a month into my life right now on Fridays when my husband is off and he takes our 2-year-old for 3 hours. And I have to take those 3 hours and he makes me do it. He's so good about it. He's like, you will not work. You will not answer an email. You know, you will not do anything. You're going to just take care of yourself. So I'll, you know, I like to take a long bath. I like to get out some of those books I'm reading or listening to. I like to take a walk because I really feel like, you know, just taking a long walk is good for your body and your soul. We're trying to save money right now, so I'm doing things that are free.
Right.
You know, at other times in my life, I enjoy going and having a pedicure, things like that as well. But yeah, even just taking that time where I can think, I can be alone, and I have to schedule it into my life, though, or it won't happen.
I agree. You know what? I honestly thought before all of this, I'm like, oh, I'll make time. I've recently learned that's not true. So the scheduling, I really just started today. I got my planner out that has the down by the days, by the times, and by the minutes. So I can literally go in and I can schedule me some me time. Because you're right. I haven't done anything. And everyone's always like, well, what do you do for yourself? And I'm like, well,
I do need to think about that.
Right. I'm like, you're right. So I did start getting now my plan. I always have a planner, but the planner now, I always used to skip over the part of the planner that was breaking it down by days, by hour, by the hour, by the minute. Okay. We're doing that now. And so that is something I love that you're planning it, because that makes sure that makes you accountable for taking care of you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I love that. I think that's so essential and so important that you take care of us, because if no us, there's not the rest of the balls.
Right. Well, and another layer of it that I've actually started doing recently, because I will say post my third daughter, I definitely struggled with some postpartum depression and went through a really difficult time where I was not happy. I was not joyful. And something that I've done recently, unfortunately, I've been able to come out of that that dark time, is I actually list out the things that bring me joy again. But that's something I like lists. So list it for myself. Other people might just think about it, right? So yes. I list out the things in my life that bring me joy, and I'm trying to put those things into my life on a more regular basis. So for example, I listed out, I love to dance. So okay. I actually signed up for an adult ballet class this year.
Really?
And yes. And so that's something that I do just for me. I go every Wednesday night and I go take adult ballet, and it brings me joy to be there. Yeah. Even like, do you have friends that are super life-giving that you love being with, that maybe you're so busy you only see them once every 6 months? I have a couple friends that are just super life-giving. Our kids love being together. And so I actually wrote that list and realized, I need to see them more.
Yes.
So I'm going to text them right now and see, can we set up? So we're setting up a monthly hangout during the year. And then I talked to them just recently, hey, this summer, since we're going to have a little more time, more than likely, unless one of us doesn't, but let's get together, bi-weekly or even weekly. And that brings me joy. And those are very life-giving. And that's a form of self-care too, is like putting those things that are so life-giving to you into your life regularly.
I like that. Sarah, our time is almost up, and this has been so fun. I knew it would be. I was so excited. You are too. This has been fun. But before we end our show, I have two questions. So the first one is, what's your what's next? That's one. And then two, what would you like to leave everybody with?
Okay. What's my what's next? Well, like I said, I'm going to learn how to do radio. I just found that out today, that I'm going to be hired on the radio. So I'm excited for that. Something new, something I've never done. I've also never done news. I've done news, but not like really direct news, like what's happening, that day. And so I'm going to learn to do the news. So that's really my what's next. I'm excited for that.
I'm excited for you. I'm so excited.
Thank you. Thank you. And then what do I want to leave people with? I think I want to circle back to the no thing, because that's just been such a huge lesson in my life. I would just say, go through your life, make a list if that helps you, put things on post-its if that helps you, and pick some things to say no to so that you can say yes to some good things moving forward.
I love that. I think that was powerful. I don't know how I'm going to close out the show with that, but I will figure it out. But first and foremost, I thank you for joining me, but I'm going to put you in the green room. Don't hang up yet. So I'll be right back with you.
All right. Thanks, everybody. It was wonderful being with you today.
Thank you. Okay, everybody. Man, I have my notes has been she has been dropping nuggets right throughout the whole show. So I'm hoping that all the tips that she has given you, the nuggets that she has dropped to you, has empowered you to go after your what's next. And before we go, I want you to understand, pivot is hard. We just talked about it. It's fearful, right? And you fear as it comes with change. But knowing that if you don't do it, you'll be thinking about it, and then your woulda, coulda, shouldas become piling up. So go after your what's next, and Sarah even said, take 5 minutes, start working on 5 minutes a day, and then you'll start working on it and then get bigger and bigger and bigger, and where you can work on it longer and longer. She even talked about the book. You know, if you have a book you want to write, sit down and just take that time. But remember that this is your life to live, and you need to go out and live it to your fullest and nobody else. So take charge of your life, and note that we're here for you, and you have an amazing tribe. You know, I always say that if you didn't have a tribe, you couldn't go anywhere, right? So know that you do have a tribe, you have a support system, and we are here. If you feel this show is helpful, empowering, it supports your what's next, please share it. You know how I always say sharing is caring. Also as well, leave us a review. Tell me what you think. Is there something you would like to hear us talk about? I definitely would do it. Until next week, next time, everyone, I want you to go out here, make your vision, and make it though it's for you, and go out and be empowered. Until next week, everyone, take care. Bye.